Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, we've all done it, you know, flicked like endlessly through Netflix, Prime, Apple TV, Disney, everything for hours just looking for something to watch. I spent ages last week trying to find some show, anything at all. I actually ended up rewatching Law and Order Special Victims Unit. I'm not even going to tell you how many seasons or series I got through, but I'm watching far too much of it. Pop culture and entertainment expert Dima Lumbly is with us on the show today. Is it just that there's too much choice, Dee?
I think that there are so many choices. There are too many, really. I mean, just think about the number of streaming platforms that we have now, never mind live TV channels between Disney Plus, Netflix, Amazon, Apple, Paramount Now. And that's not even including, like, you know, the likes of the TV players like RTE Player, the Channel 4 player, etc. There's just far, far too much choice. And it's interesting that you mention rewatching Law and Order there, because I think that's what a lot of people end up turning to now. Yeah. Because I think there's this real fear of wasting your time watching something that either you're not going to enjoy or something that's, you know, all out bad. And that's why I think that, you know, reviews for, say, movies and TV shows are still, like, quite relevant, because, you know, you might see something like pop up, like recommended to you, you know, based on your previous watches, but then you'll kind of, you know, Google it or whatever. And if it has bad reviews, you might have a good idea of, oh, maybe I want to avoid this. So I think that the likes of reviews are still end up being kind of relevant in that way, because they save people their time.
Yeah, but they're awful mixed though, Dee, as well, aren't they? You know, it's hard to know what you can rely on.
Yeah, that's just it. And I think that, like, within a household, you also have to contend with the fact that, you know, if you have a partner, both of you are going to have very different tastes. So sometimes that, you know, 30 minutes that you spend trying to pick a show is kind of arguing with your other half, even if you're not just arguing with yourself for that 30 minutes. If you have a family, you know, you might have to kind of debate on what's appropriate for, say, you know, younger members of the family as well. So it's very kind of difficult. And I mean, like, tastes have become kind of so individualized, because content, like, you know, and this applies to both content when you go online as well as looking at the likes of Netflix and stuff like that, it's become so curated in that whatever you like, it'll just kind of push to you more of the same genre, more of the same kind of keywords that you're going to like, and you end up kind of watching that stuff over and over again, as opposed to maybe exploring something a bit different. So as a result, yeah, content has become very curated, and people have, I mean, it's a good thing in a way that, you know, you're able to kind of watch stuff that's very personalized and cater for exactly what you like. But sometimes it means that people will miss out on something really kind of different and special,
a bit random.
You know?
Nicola Barden, journalist with the Irish Sun, is with us as well. Dee, are you guilty, Nicola, of spending about like 30 minutes a day? It's a huge amount of time trying to pick something to watch.
I laughed when you said Law and Order SVU. It's my favourite show, and
it's
I rewatch it all the time.
Yeah.
So when Netflix added those on, I was like, great, that saves me scrolling when I can't figure out something. I've spent over half an hour sitting here deciding, and then maybe I decide on something and the person I live with is like, oh, I've seen it, or I don't want to watch that. And you also have to factor in the mood you're in. So am I ready to be focused? Am I going to sit and be able to take in details? Or do I want something I'm going to be able to scroll while I'm watching the telly? Because we've all done that as well. You put on something, it's mindless, it's reality TV or something, so you can, like, also be on Twitter or on Instagram while you're doing it, texting. But if you need to pay attention and you're not in the right head frame, you'll watch 5 minutes and that go, no, okay, and then you start the process all over again, and you go, do you know what, it's going to go to the things I love, the Friends, the New Girls, the Law and Orders, where you just go,
Desperate Housewives
what I'm getting in.
Is another one.
Oh, look, I rewatched that too as well.
Brilliant. I forgot actually how good it was. It's gold. Brilliant show.
Oh my, the drama in that, so you can't believe, like, you know, the plane crash in the middle of the street and you're like, how did they get away with this stuff, you know?
Yeah. Oh, but chewing gum for the brain. It's just brilliant. But I do wonder that, like, is it just there's too many services and too many options? And sure, like, sure, of course, respect. Like, you know, maybe when you think about it, half an hour a day. Like, I tend to go a lot more on recommendations from friends or, you know, colleagues here in work.
Yeah, because someone recommended Baby Reindeer to me.
I have a text about that too, actually.
Night.
Any good?
Yeah, it was really, 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 really good. I watched it all last night, all seven episodes. Did not intend on doing that. But I had been saying to my friend, look, I just need something to watch. What do you think? She had just finished it and said, I think you like this. And I just went with that then, because if I sat down, you know, we have all, loads of different streaming services. So I go on to the normal TV channels and looking through them. Then you go on to Netflix. Then you might go on to Disney or Amazon or Prime. And like by the time you finish picking something, you might get one episode in, it's time for bed. I went, right, recommendation, perfect. And that's what you say about reviews. I'll read them and I'll listen to friends. And I'll go, right, okay. And Gogglebox, another great one. You get a little snippet on Gogglebox, go, oh, I might like to watch that. And then I'll go and watch it there.
Okay, yeah. Do you know what I found recently? Somebody mentioned to me that you should actually go on to the RTE Player or the Virgin Player. And sometimes they have their own kind of on-demand or, you know, catch-up series. Mm. Like, because they've so much less choice, I've actually ended up watching one or two things that I didn't see live. Is it Blue Lights? Blue Lights, is that the Northern Ireland?
Northern Lights, is it?
It's Blue Lights. It's a crime drama. But it's, anyway, it's currently an RTE Player and it's very good. I can recommend that. There's only about six episodes to it. But sometimes because you've a lot less choice, it's nearly easier to find stuff.
Well, I know that we started rewatching on RTE Player, Love Hate. I'm gone way back now, people. I'm just like, you know, I really loved that show when it was on. Obviously, everyone's obsessed with Kin, and while they're waiting for that to come back, I know so many people who've started watching that who haven't seen Love Hate before but loved Kin, or this the other way around. They're like, just, I really enjoyed that. So maybe it's just the fact there's too many options, and until you find something that really grasps you, and then you just get the, you know, retrospective looking back on, well, I really enjoyed that. Well, I'm not just rewatch that again, you know?
Yeah, happy days.
At least I'm guaranteed a really good answer, rather than, as you mentioned, you get halfway into an episode and you're like, oh, this is not for me.
I just checked it up there. It is. It's Blue Lights on RTE Player of it. Jimmy in Roscommon says, I hope you find Ripley. It's absolutely class. Another texter like you, Nicola. I've just watched Baby Reindeer on Netflix. Possibly the best series out there at the moment. That's quite a title. I've been watching You and Cobra Kai on Netflix. Two fantastic shows as well, says this listener. Do you remember the days when I don't know, in our house anyway, those the TV magazines, the soap magazines, they were often a regular in our house. I suppose that was kind of the early days Netflix nearly.
Yeah, I think that you still have, you know, the likes of your TV guides, and they'll kind of have at the start before they go into like the day by day breakdown, kind of what to watch this week. I mean, there is an extraordinary number of shows and movies that drops every week. Like, I think that it must be like at least three new TV shows and three new movies come out a week. So it's no wonder really that, you know, that we're kind of so spoiled for choice and we don't know what exactly to watch. My kind of solution to the whole trying to pick exactly what to watch and how to get around it is, one, I use watch lists a lot. So you know how on the likes of Netflix or Channel 4 Player or, you know, Prime Video or whatever, you're able to make a watch list. So I'll add a TV show or a movie and I'll let those kinds of accumulate over time and build up my watch list that way, just because I don't want to spend hours and hours kind of scrolling later. So I'll see something pop up and I'll add it there. And the only thing I have to make sure is they do delete particularly the movies eventually. So I just have to keep an eye on that. And the other thing I find really handy is the top 10. So we were talking a bit about Baby Reindeer. That is actually the number one TV show on Netflix.
Right, ranked, yeah.
Yeah, on, and I'm actually halfway through the series myself, so no spoilers here. I'm really, really enjoying it so far. So yeah, I would definitely recommend that one. But yeah, what's great about the top 10s as well is that you know other people are going to be watching them. So there is that kind of social advantage, and the fact that you can kind of join the conversation and chat to other people about it, as opposed to maybe watching something on your lonesome and be like, now I've no one to share how much I've enjoyed this show with. So the top 10s are great as well.
Baby Reindeer, what else do you recommend at the minute, Dee?
I've been watching, so I was really curious about kind of the top 10 ever watched on Netflix recently. So I've started watching this show, The Glory, which is a Korean drama about a girl who, she was bullied as a teenager, and now as an adult, she's getting revenge on against everyone else, against everyone who bullied her in high school. So nice. I'm really enjoying that show at the moment. So I'm kind of watching that and Baby Reindeer, but I try not to get sucked into too many shows at once. So they're my current two options.
That's fair enough. What about you, Nicola? What else do you recommend?
Oh man, well, a Law and Order SVU,
yeah,
obviously.
Absolutely.
I don't know if anyone started watching Homicide. It's on Netflix. It's made by the creator, actually, of Law and Order, but it's a true crime series.
Oh,
so it's basically four episodes. It's called Homicide New York, and it's Dick Wolf that made it. So it's done really well because, of course, he has the background in the Law and Order series. And it's really good. Four really good cases that so far I haven't heard of any of them. And it's just bizarre when
really
you actually watch this.
Brilliant.
Loads of stuff like that. And then, of course, I love cop shows. So Chicago PD. Absolutely love it.
Yeah. Nicola, I think I'll definitely have to follow your recommendations more closely. It sounds like we watch the same kind of stuff. Nicola Barden and Dean Malumbi, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.